The tragic events in Charlottesville brought terror in a variety of aspects to the U.S. Today, three students from Spot 127 East will tackle these issues in a two-part podcast. Episode 1 discusses what should be the fate of conservative monuments around the country. Tensions were high on Saturday, August 12th in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia. City officials were planning on taking down a monument of Confederate General Robert E. Lee and renaming his park. The city was going to do so peacefully when counter-protesting neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and left-wing anarchists showed up. Fights and rioting occurred between the alt-right and those who decided to protest for the destruction of the monument. The fights became deadly when a white supremacist by the name of James Alex Fields plowed through a street of protesters, killing one woman, two police officers, and injuring 34 people. Now, many Americans across the United States are protesting at other Confederate monuments, demanding for them to be taken down.
So we are here at Spot 127 East, and I am joined with two interns here in the program, Caroline and Allie.
Hi, I'm Allie. I am a senior at McClintock High School.
Caroline, what about you?
Hey there.
Hi.
All right. Hello, all our listeners. My name is Caroline Smirk. I am a senior at Horizon High School. Currently, I am an editor for our school's magazine called H Magazine. I'm the social media editor / business manager.
I am your host for this afternoon, Olivia Parker. I am currently a sophomore at Arizona State. I'm majoring in Chinese and French, along with possibly international relations in the near future. But I've always been interested in journalism. That's why I joined this program.
In ninth grade.
Ninth grade. A long time ago.
Decades ago.
I'm a Democrat. Officially, my whole family is. So some of the events that we will talk about, you know, are really personal to me, mm-hmm. Going on in our country. In my opinion, horrible events that occur.
I agree.
But we really want to take a different point of view on it, state the facts that occurred on those 2 days, but also just kind of in our lives, how it affects us, if it affects us in any way. You know, we're living almost 3,000 miles away from Virginia. Does it have anything to do with it? Like, does it affect us in any way?
It doesn't help us learn from history, which is what we should all be doing, because history, like, as the saying goes, history does repeat itself. It's been happening pretty much everywhere. And because we refuse to learn from it and we decide to just forget it and act like nothing ever happened, it is going to continue happening.
Right. And plus, I feel like with the Confederate flags, a flag is something that you pledge allegiance to. If we are holding up the Confederate flag, they're pledging allegiance to it, and that should not be allowed. That is something that where we lost millions and millions of lives were affected by it, and I definitely think that that is something that should be banned across the country.
I think a lot of people don't know is that we actually do have memorials in Arizona, Confederation memorials. There is one, actually, that was tarred and feathered in Apache Junction. And so do we feel that if they remove all of the memorials in, can say the South, at least in Virginia, do we feel like we should remove them here? Because there have been requests, or I don't know if it's really a petition, but there have been like claims that have been made asking our governor to remove the statues. Mm-hmm. What are you guys' opinions?
Ooh. I think if we get down to removing them in Virginia, we should probably remove them in other places as well, and slowly. I think it should be a process.
Yeah, I agree.
To where it's like one a day or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just slowly.
Mm-hmm. No, of course.
But I don't know if we should get rid of them or not. I feel like if they're going to do it there, I guess might as well do it here too. I think that we should be voting, though. You know, the majority vote. If they want the statue to be removed, then they should.
Hmm. See, because I think people see these memorials as, like, celebrations, like, as if it's still a thing that exists, basically, when it's more of a memorial, which is what they are, right? They're memorials. Yeah, so, like, it's to remember.
Exactly.
So I think people interpret them incorrectly, which is why I think people get so up in arms about it. It's so we can remember our past and we can know where we came from. We weren't always some great, powerful country. We still aren't.
It's a way to look back and think of all the lives that we've lost that day. And
it's for respect, really. Mm-hmm. It's to remember and honor and respect, which it makes sense for the Confederate memorials to be around, but maybe just not displayed.
Keep listening as we switch our topic to discuss a fine line between free speech and hate speech in the next episode of Charlottesville.